The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't heard the podcast before, here's basically the story. A while back, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think, through the portal. And so I use that every week to host a podcast from the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hogsface in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Hello.
And Usidor.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hootstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasimuinus Maestar. And there may be other secret names of great power that you do not know yet. And I must save those names, Arnold. I must use this great power, for we are all beset by the dark musings of the evil Dark Lord.
Yeah, we are. That I have to admit, after last week, I have to give a grudging amount of respect to your quest, Usidor.
Same here. I just want to apologize if I offended you last week, because I feel like I am... I'm almost there, willing to join your quest.
Oh, exciting.
Things have taken like a kind of a tone for the somber here in Hogsface. I think people are just kind of a little on edge.
Yes, there's a pall over everything. And small, seemingly insignificant dark dealings seem to be happening. People are tripping.
What?
People aren't being nice to each other the way they once were. And of course, my hated enemies, the Smorps. This very week.
What?
They made me the size of my cat, and the cat the size of me!
Oh, the Smorps are back?
Yikes.
Yes. Once believed banished and murdered by Jack Vorpal himself, now they have returned to beset me with nothing but frustration!
So, Chunt, what's going on with you?
I went on a date the other day with a celebrity, not to brag,
A celebrity?
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar. In Foon, we have these great blue tigers.
No, I didn't
There's
know
There's three
that.
Great blue tigers, yeah. And I went on a date with one of them to make out point.
Oh, don't go to make out point.
They usually, because they're celebrities, I mean, they have unlimited power in this realm. They usually, like, stack on top of each other and wear, like, a cloak.
What?
Just because they're so well-known.
And they'll pretend to be, like, a giant blue tiger?
No, I mean, they disguise the fact that they're a tiger. I said a cloak.
Uh-huh.
But I went on a date with one of them to make out points, and it didn't go well.
Well, for our listeners who maybe haven't heard before, explain make out point.
Make out point is a haunted shack on top of the point of a mountain. And if you make it out alive with your date, then you fall in love. We did not make it out, both of us alive. But when he died, I took his bones, and now I have one wish.
Oh,
they have magical powers. So,
there's
because
one
I have
less great blue tiger in food,
I think you're being a little pessimistic. I have his bones, so I get one wish of whatever I want in the world.
Wow, are the blue tigers rare? Usidor seems really bummed out.
There's three of them. Well, there was two of them.
There's two now. It was my greatest wish that one of the great blue tigers may join me upon my quest. They are wonderfully magical animals, full of great power and wisdom. They certainly could turn some tide and rally people around them to fight the evil that doth threaten to consume us all.
I know. And I'd like to point out, actually, the main reason that the Dark Lord has turned his attention on Hogsface, Usidor, is because you said his name last week.
Well, it was a slip of the tongue. And he's just, it was inevitable, certainly. Yeah, you would have said it eventually if I hadn't.
I didn't know what it was.
Well, I think we can all trust that Arnold would have said it.
It's Arnie. Let's go ahead and introduce our guests.
Okay.
I'm very excited. In these dangerous times, we're sort of looking for adventurers to join your quest, Usador, which
yes?
I have made a commitment to actually actively try to get other people to join your quest.
Why don't you join the quest?
I got to do this podcast. It's very time consuming. But maybe our first guest, an elvish archer named, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce this, Dathaniel Quinyarvan?
Greetings from the forest.
Wow,
he's dashing.
My name sounded so heavy and ugly on your human tongue.
I'm sorry.
The apostrophes, they must be respected. They are the spaces in the words, for we too live in the spaces between elements.
Oh.
My name is Dathaniel Quinyarvan.
Dathaniel Quinyarvan.
Dathaniel Quinyarvan.
It almost sounds racist when you say
it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's offensive.
No.
And I would ask that you not use it anymore.
Okay, I will not say your name anymore. Is there something easier to pronounce that
you
I can call
me Daff.
Daff?
God, even that is just wretched.
Can I just call you DQ?
DQ!
Yeah, it's just a little something different.
Yeah.
I will allow it.
It's refreshing.
Dathaniel, please forgive Arnold. He is a human, but not a human even born of this world. There are no elves where he comes from, he has told us.
I see.
So you are as foreign to him as, say, some creature of the deep black ocean is to you?
Indeed. Thank you, Fiangyalik. It is a pleasure to meet you. I have known of you.
Oh, I forgot the elves know you as Fiangyalik.
That's right.
I was like, who is he talking to? And then, duh.
Well, yes, of course. That is my elvish name. All wizards are known by many names. It is one of our traits.
I forget because it's so deep into your name. Like, by that point, I've 100% checked out. I'm just waiting to say Hoopa Stank.
How dare you? I've been even meaning to ask. Why do you say Hoopa Stank during my name?
I'm pretty sure that's what that part of your name is.
Hoogstangies?
Hoopa Stank.
Hoogstangies.
Hoopa Stank.
Hoogstangies.
Hoopa Stank.
I don't know if you guys are having this problem, but when I look at DQ, it's like hard to look at him. He's so handsome.
He's very handsome.
It like hurts to look at him.
Yeah. How tall are you? I've never seen... It's like you are tall, so tall, and yet it works. Like, you're not, like, circus freak tall. Or you are circus freak tall, but it all works.
Is he always like this?
Yeah, he's always kind of a jagoff.
What?
Thank you for your strange attempt at compliments, human. My height is something I get from my people. This world is not built for us. I have a hard time with doorways, roofs even, some showering facilities.
I'd say you're about as tall as two great tigers, like, standing on each other's backs.
That is a unit of measure I am familiar with.
Yeah, you are as tall as all of the great blue tigers left on Foon.
Dathaniel, would you be willing to join me in my quest? You and your elven brothers, with your fantastical splendor that doth make it difficult to look straight into your lustrous and beautiful eyes.
You have my bow. No, you're holding my bow.
I was holding on to it. I was waiting to get an answer.
Can you give it back?
Sure. What's your answer?
In times such as these, I must recall the schoolyard rhyme that all elvish children are taught about the great Fiangyalik.
Ah, yes.
When you walk the forest, dear friends, be wary of Fiangyalik.
Wait, what?
His manner is bold, off-putting at best, and his sense of humor phallic. If he invites you to go on a quest, the ending will surely be tragic. Deny his request, whatever you do. That asshole barely knows magic.
Ooh.
Wow. But it does have a ring to it.
Children can be cruel. We all know this. But you, as surely as a fully grown elven warrior, know that there is some falsehood in that, and that clearly I simply want to defend all of Foon.
Wow. That rhyme sounded so beautiful in English. Would you mind saying it in the original Elvish?
My language is light, airy, born of the wind, and written down is much squigglier. You are not deserving.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Can I know Arnie just kind of put you on the spot, and I'm going to put you on the spot as well, but I hope it's a little more up your alley here. I'm going to put a spiced potato on Arnie's head. Would you mind shooting that off his head with your arrow?
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yes, he's going to shoot it.
I feel you radiate such confidence. I'm not even...
Look how sinewy his body is.
Just hold on.
It's so sinewy.
He's having a little trouble.
Give me a second with this.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
He can't even, like...
This arrow is weird.
He's okay. So svelte.
Oh, I'm going to get another arrow.
It looked like okay. A perfectly good arrow to me.
He's really... He can't even get it into the bow.
I will do this later.
Okay, yeah. I'm taking this... I'm going to take this off my head. Are you... DQ, these are very serious times with the Dark Lord turning his attention on Hogsface. Be honest. Are you not a very good archer?
I have been trained in the way of my people. To arch and to use my vision that is of a hawk, to see my target from far away, and to pierce it with the arrow. And I can't quite get the hang of it. It's hard. It's
yeah.
Harder than you'd think, because you have to have a lot of strength to pull the pull the twine back, and then it just goes. I'm trying.
Yeah, you're very willowy. It seems like it would take a lot of upper body strength to be an archer.
My other friends often make that point, and they do it cruelly, and have several names for me. Willow Arms, and Leg Man.
Oh, Leg Man.
And other things that just do not translate from Elven.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind? I would just love to hear some Elvish, would you? Saying one or two of those names that do not translate?
Yarnfarnishvale. Und Quelvet Infarnamen. Chakra.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Such a beautiful language. I love how you almost don't know when a word is done entirely. Like sometimes a word stops, like you're not sure if it's going to keep going.
Oh, those pauses he referred to.
Yeah.
So how do we know when life will go on? Are we all not just upon the river that is life, not knowing when we are to make our exit? So too is our language. It does make it hard to know when to respond to people. Yeah. I interrupt people a lot, and then I get called more names.
Oh.
Dathaniel, is there any chance that you have some great hidden talent that is not archery that you could develop upon our quest?
I have been on a quest of my own,
yes,
Fiangelic, for I am attempting to right a wrong that was done against my family.
What sort of wrong?
My father. My father was taken from our family in the most cruel of betrayals. Oh. He was taken by the trees.
The trees?
The very trees in which we live.
Oh.
And I am on a quest to find that tree and to take my revenge. It was a long time ago when I was but a young pup of 130. Oh. My mother and father must have known something was coming. The tension in our household was great. There was a lot of yelling, a lot of, I am not very happy with you, and is this what it's going to be like for the next 700 years? And then one day he was gone. My mother said that a tree had taken him.
Oh. Do trees move in Foon?
They do, but it sounds like they got a divorce.
I'm pretty sure it was a tree.
Oh, okay.
And I seek to find this tree and pierce it with a wooden arrow. Oh, the betrayal of being stung with one's own kin.
Ooh.
He too will feel the sting that I felt that day when my kin was taken from me.
And Daniel, so, have you spoken to your mother about this event recently in the past, since you've become an adult?
No, it is a part of our family's history. I do not think any of the events would have changed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at hitting trees with arrows. They are big enough for me to hit.
I don't want to be rude, but using my badger nose, I sniffed out one of your arrows, and it was just made of chocolate. I ate one.
Oh, my God. Oh, a chocolate arrow. That will not sting anyone. The sense of betrayal will not be as acute unless I
think
some sort of chocolate rabbit.
I think someone's having some fun with you. They gave you some chocolate arrows.
This is not easy for me to admit. I am a bit of an outcast amongst my people. I am not nearly as tall as some of they, if you can imagine, and through my upper body is willowy, and, well, I just don't seem to fit in, so I left on this quest, to be sure, but I was also encouraged pretty strongly just to leave.
How old did you say you are again?
Well, now I am reached middle age. I am 334.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I just happen to wonder, sometimes there are elves who are born who aren't quite as magical as other elves.
Like there are some wizards who are not quite as magical?
That is an example that I completely identify.
All wizards are magical. I'm born of the wind and the air and the fire and the very elements of the earth, and the birds think it's by to bring me into this world to complete my wondrous task.
But there are degrees.
Sure, of course.
Oh, sure. You know what, DQ, I think it seems like you've had a little tough time lately. Let's maybe take a quick break. Let's get you a drink. What would you like to drink?
Some wine of the ancients.
Some wine. I'll see.
If they have it.
If they have it.
Wine of the ancients, a mead. Mead with raspberry and another mead.
Please.
All right. You know what? I'm going to have a rainbow bowl, even though...
Ooh, me too.
I know. It's non-alcoholic.
It's going to send your mind through time, though.
I know. I love it. It's such a...
A little more glorb. A little more glorb in mind, please.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Otak Barleyfoot from the Vermilion Minotaur. This week's rumor of the week is Rifkin the blacksmith is living with his mother again. Don't ask him about it, but that seems to be the case. If you'd like to hear another rumor, you're going to have to come on down to the Vermilion Minotaur and buy a drink. Vermilion Minotaur, right at Fool's Errand and the Every Road.
And we're back. DQ, now that you've gotten a drink...
Yes, thank you. They did not have wine of the ancients, but this wine of the recents is not bad.
Sure. Where does someone get wine of the ancients? Is it like... can you get it much around Foon? I haven't had it.
There is a river near my village where you can get it. It is a long journey, but it is worth the trip. Drinking the wine of the ancients is an experience like no other. It's a... really bad hangover, though.
Oh, sure. Maybe not worth it. As I get older, it's just not worth it to me. That's why I've started drinking more of these rainbow bowls.
Is the source of the river a vineyard?
Yes. It's the runoff from the vineyard.
So it's just...
Oh, it's starting just, to sound...
It doesn't sound particularly good.
But it is unable to be replicated in any other way. People have tried making vineyards elsewhere and just collecting the runoff. It doesn't work. You have to get the wine of the ancients at this place. It's great.
I think I'd rather just have regular wine, personally.
Yeah, I think so, too. No, is it one of those things where people have just decided because it's something that you can only get one place and it's close to them that they're like, this is great, it's acquired taste.
More insults, human.
What? I'm sorry, DQ.
It's just what he does. He can't help it. He insults me every week, and I am one of the greatest wizards in all of Foon! All
right, Slippery.
Can I admit something, and I don't mean to be a dick. During the break, I snuck off to the bathroom, and I had my, you know, great blue tiger bones, and I thought to wish for something, and I thought for an instant to, like, maybe send you home, Arnie, to your wife and kids, and I thought maybe to defeat the Dark Lord might be a wish.
Yes. These wishes could be of that scale?
It can be anything, and I thought to maybe give Legman, like, the ability to, like, shoot in at all.
I'm working on it.
But in the moment, since I was in the bathroom, I decided to wish for, no matter what shape I take as a shapeshifter, to always have two buttholes.
Shunt. Choo-choo, you really are the worst.
You could have solved one of our very pressing problems.
I solved one of my biggest pressing problems, which is having one butthole.
Oh, okay.
If you had ever experienced two buttholes, you would know. You would know my pain and my glory.
Okay. let's not talk about this anymore.
Elves have three.
What?
Elves have three buttholes.
Three buttholes.
I just wasted a fucking wish on nothing.
What's the third one for?
And where is it? Where are they placed in relation to each other?
Such an idiot!
Oh, I bet it's like a triangle. Is it like a triangle?
It is a triangle of power.
Oh, my God.
A triangle is the strongest geometric shape.
It's true.
What have I done?
Wait,
and
I don't...
a triangle of buttholes is stronger yet.
I'm trying to envision how this would even work with a crack involved. Ah.
You cannot. You cannot picture it with your human brain.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to try. DQ, can we... Well, as I was saying, you know, you've gotten a drink. Maybe your nerves have gotten calmed a little bit.
Thank you, yes.
Let's maybe, without actually aiming it at me, let's sort of try this archery thing again. Let's see if maybe you can get it to work. Because I do want you to get the confidence you need to maybe do your quest and maybe even do Usador's quest.
Ah, yes. Let's see. Let's find a target for you.
Could you
come here.
Oh, it's so...
Hold still.
No, let's don't aim it at you. Don't
right at that woman.
No, don't aim at a person. You can.
Oh, it's one of the unwed mothers.
She's unwed.
No.
Right? That's okay.
No.
She is unwed.
Oh, no.
Or her kids. I think Crom killed her kids, so she's just.
Are your children alive?
Oh, so much.
So I think it's fine to...
Yeah, go ahead.
So much child death.
And also, I think Legman has it. I think Legman has what it takes. I believe in you.
You know Legman is an insult, yes?
Oh, that's right, I forgot. DQ, I'm sorry.
But sometimes you take an insult and you own it. Do you think Zonanin Hugstengji is a nice name in Dwarvish? It's not.
Oh, what
it is not.
What does
do
it mean
know.
In Dwarvish?
It means scraper of the bottom of the river.
Oh,
you can't imagine the nicknames I had growing up being called Chunt. I mean, there are some pretty bad nicknames.
Like what?
Like...
I can't imagine any of these.
No, I'd rather not say.
All right.
Not to mention the terrible, terrible turmoil of being a shapeshifter itself.
Oh, yeah.
There is a schoolyard rhyme about shapeshifting that elvish children are taught as well.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
When you walk the forest, dear friends... Be wary of those who shift shape. Their nature is inherently shifty, you see. From their clutches, you will not escape. They could be anything you see in a room, that hawk on the wall, or a bucket. So lock up your pet, or your bird. That asshole may try to fuck it.
Oh!
I love that.
That was pretty great. That was pretty good.
That makes me sound cool as hell.
That's what I was saying. You take something negative, you make it a positive.
Yeah, that makes me sound badass.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, I don't mean to insult you. I would love to hear that in the original Elvish.
Yes, take it back.
The rhymes are slightly more elegant in Elvish, although they may not, in fact, rhyme.
What's the... I mean, I was going to say when I was a kid, they just called me shapeshitter. Can I ask... come on, man.
Sorry.
Can you just say the Elvish word for fuck it?
Youngstang.
Youngstain.
Oh, Youngstain? Oh,
that's unfortunate.
I don't know, Youngstain. I'm going to start using
that. Youngstain. Fair enough. All right, DQ, what? You can do this. Do not aim at that stool.
Left.
Aim at that stool over there. There's no people over in that corner.
All right.
Just, you know, you are... you have elvish power.
Yes.
You are a force of nature. Just release your DQ blizzard of arrows on this.
Here, let me rub your back. This might help.
Thank you. That stool is made of wood. So this.
Why are you smiling again?
Just DQ, but never mind. People on Earth are going to love it.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Watch thyself, stool. You are about to be pierced.
Oh, come on. That's, you can't even
so
pull back
awkward.
A little
bit. Arthritic.
So awkward.
It's so painful looking.
Oh,
it just sort of flipped.
Yeah.
Sort of flipped out of the bow. Oh. It was terrible.
That arrow was weird. Weird. I need better equipment. I need to find the Archmaker.
Do you have other skills?
He's got three buttholes in the shape of a triangle.
That's sort of an inherent trait of elves. I wouldn't call it a skill.
Usador, is that something that could help you on your quest?
No. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Oh, that it would, for if just having multiple buttholes were helpful, myself and Choo Choo and Nathaniel here could all help me, but...
Now that I think about it, there are so many buttholes at this table.
Yeah,
we got 5, 6, 7, 8 buttholes.
How many do you have?
I have one butthole.
Oh.
I have but one.
There are many buttholes.
I see what you did there.
And I am looking at the biggest one, human.
Oof.
Oh, snap.
Burn.
All right, well, DQ, otherwise known as Dethaniel Quinyarvan?
Just terrible.
I'm sorry. You know what? I guess you're not going to be any help on Usador's quest, but I really hope you find this hypothetical tree that ran off with your father.
Yeah, DQ, do something different.
Thank you. I will. I will make it fresh, as they say. Perhaps my journey will take me home to my village, my sweet village of Laori Laoflin.
I love it there. It's so beautiful.
Beautiful with the houses high in the trees.
Yes, yes.
So DQ, I'm going to give you a gift.
Excuse me?
You're going to do him?
I'm going to...
That is what he said at first.
He said, I'm going to do you. That's a threat.
No. Look, you've been searching for this tree, and everyone maybe doubts that you're going to be able to find it.
There's no tree.
If you look, there's a tree right outside the Vermilion Minotaur Tavern. I have it on good authority that tree killed your father. That's the tree you've been looking for.
I have heard this from many people and have been tricked many times. But you know what? Youngstain, let's give it a shot.
All right, well, while he goes out to, I guess, try to kill that tree, I don't even know how that would work. He's not going to be able to do it with an arrow, even if it were possible. Why don't we read some emails real fast? If you haven't listened to the podcast before, you can email us here at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's the only email I could get. And also, you could email Chunt.
At chuntwith6ts@gmail.com.
Yeah, so Chunt at chuntwith6ts. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Chunt@gmail.com, Chunt spelled 6ts.
So Chunt, did you get any good emails this week?
I got a lot of good emails, but let's read a terrible one. This email is from Juan. He says, hey, Chunt, I'm, and it's like this little butthole with a line around it. It's like a butthole that's circling around. What is that?
It's an at sign. At.
That's at? Mm-hmm. It looks like a butthole. He says, hey, Chunt, I'm butthole Don Juan G13 from California, but you can call me Juan G. Anyway, I think you give Usador too much crap. You were especially dismissive of him last week when your hero Spintax was on. But when things got real, your boy Spintax literally disappeared.
Chunt's yes, that's right.
Chunts up with that. Usador had the stones to stay there and possibly deal with the consequences. And then there's like two, it's like a ladder, like a segment of a ladder.
Oh, it's a hashtag.
Oh, segment of a ladder, Usador is the greatest. Hey Juan, what I'd recommend is maybe getting like a burlap bag, just like a nice thick burlap bag, filling it with as many dicks as possible, and then just like cook that burlap sack full of dicks and just eat it.
Chunt. But that doesn't seem fair.
No.
Youngstain.
All right, Youngstain.
Well, thank you very much.
You come at Chunt. Chunt's coming at you, Youngstain.
Well, thank you very much, Juan.
I think Juan is a big fan of the show. He's actually sent an email to magictavern@puppies.supplies as well, a couple of them. The most recent is Hi Guys, his Twitter at Don Juan G13 from California here. I just wanted to write in and say that Spintax is a freaking coward. When the Dark Lord shed some attention over you guys, Spintax straight up disappeared. That dude is a sham. Usador at least had the stones to try to step up to the Dark Lord. Usador is the master, 3 exclamation points. You and Chunt should be in awe at the presence of Usador.
I agree.
All in caps, fuck Spintax, fuck the Dark Lord, fuck Dave Lang, who sent us an email recently. Arnie and Chunt are okay, but everyone else can burn in hell. Hashtag Usador is the greatest. P.S. Please tell Usador I said, you're my boy blue.
Oh, well, that's all very nice to hear, I suppose.
Is that because you're a blue wizard?
I guess, yes, I would assume so. Juan, know this. Chunt and Arnie are my two dear friends and boon companions. I hope desperately that they should join me on my quest. And also, even Spintax, who, yes, did run away. To be fair, he returned to his multifaceted gem where he resides between Queen Titania's breasts. And I have to say, but just for the record, I can't blame him one bit.
Well, Juan, thank you so much for being a fan. And he's tried to contact me on Twitter a number of times. He's really trying to push the hashtag Usador is the greatest.
Did Sarah try and contact you?
No, my wife has not tried to contact me via Twitter or email.
That seems a bit odd.
He's also, but besides just hashtag Usador is the greatest, he's also frequently tweeted the hashtag Usador cooler than Chunt.
No. I do not accept that.
Yeah.
To be fair, that was probably before I had all time two buttholes.
That is probably so true.
Maybe things have changed.
Hashtag Chunt is cool, but hashtag Usador is a frickin' wizard. All caps. A wizard. Maybe if Chunt got with a lion, like you were trying to do.
I was trying to get with a tiger.
Blue tiger.
Oh, they're
very
the same,
different.
Right?
Very different.
No, they're not the same.
Hashtag Usador cooler than Chunt.
Do they have lions and tigers in your world?
Yeah, and bears.
Do they have great blue tigers?
And you don't know the difference of them? Still?
I mean, I do. I guess I do.
So you things here confuse you, and things in your own world confuse you.
It's true.
Fair.
That's true.
The tree has been slain.
Wow.
I kicked it over.
You kicked it out.
My legs are very powerful.
Wow. Leg man. He's a leg man.
Did I not mention that?
No. That name makes more sense now.
Yeah, I think you're owning it. You're finally owning it.
Is that leg power you saw on your quest?
It's better than anything I've got going right now.
But the tree was not the one who killed my father, human.
How do you
human.
Know that?
I know. It reminds me of the schoolyard rhyme of humans. When you walk through the forest, dear friend, be wary of humans, for they are dicks.
It sounds better in the original Elvish.
I'm sure. Fair enough. All right, thanks, guys. See everybody next week.
If you're listening to this and freaking out about the fact that there may be more dimensions than just yours, calm down, Scooter, and remind yourself that none of this was real. No need to think about it any further. Usador the Wizard was played with refreshing consistency by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played as always by Adil Rafai. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. Special guest Whatever, the Elven Archer, DQ, was played by Tim Ryder. You can see Tim lampoon popular subjects at the Second City ETC show, Soul Brother Where Art Thou? Or simply follow him on Twitter, at Tim Ryder. He got in there early. No 31F after that handle. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Don't forget that we now have a Facebook page, so in that way we're similar to your Aunt Kathleen. Are you looking at your bare chest and thinking I'm in a real pickle? Well, cover it up with a Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt. There's even a shirt featuring Usador's needlessly self-indulgent long name, as well as a Chunts Up With That t-shirt. Raise your hand if you're surprised that that's become a thing. My hand is raised. Get your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt at annarbertees.com today. All of these fanciful imaginings were brought to you by Basecamp with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Basecamp at basecamp.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.